Lieutenant Governor Dar, tell me a little bit, first of all, you've seen a test of the new transparency.arkansas.gov website. What's your impression of the quality and the scope of it?
Well, I went in there kind of with open mind. I didn't want to be let down when I went in there, but it did everything but that. I was really impressed when I walked away. They kind of went above and beyond the scope of what the law said that they had to offer. And so I'm very impressed with the administration and DF&A, the job that they did on it. I mean, it actually pinpoints and is able to pull up contracts. And if you want to know how much money a certain person that works for the government, state government, you just type in their name and it pops right up. So it's really user friendly. And I actually think it's easier than logging onto your bank website to see how much money you have. So you'll be able to see this on a daily basis.
Tell me how you think taxpayers will use this website. What do you hope they kind of use it for, and what do you think it'll be achieved?
Well, my hopes is that government will be accountable, first of all, that the people will know where the tax dollars are being spent. If they have a question, they're able to look it up instead of really not knowing what to do or who to contact for information. And I know that the information is already available through you. If you make an FOI request, well, this kind of cuts that middleman out, and you can just log on the website, punch in the information you want, and it's there instantaneous. There's no 2-week turnaround time or 4 days or however many days it would be. And, you know, if it's kind of a vague question that somebody would ask, you have to rely that the person getting that request to you knows exactly what you want. So this allows you to search, and if the search comes back and you want it something different, you can just at that time go in there and search for it yourself. Cut out the middleman.
Do you think it will result in taxpayer savings? If so, how?
Well, I do think it will cut down on taxpayer savings. One, because it will keep elected officials like me and 135-member legislature, state agencies. It'll keep us, before we swipe a credit card somewhere, before we spend our money in our office, we're going to know that the people of Arkansas are going to be able to see where we're spending our money. So, one, do we really need to spend that money? And you know, me as a business owner in the past, I look at the state's money as if it were my business. And just because we have it in our budget doesn't necessarily mean that we should spend it. So I think that it will save money at the end of the year, and you'll see a lot of turn back from state agencies. And if they don't, I think the public will cry out for that. And they'll be like, you know, what was this expense for? And I think that it'll just cut down a lot of wasteful spending.
There were a few places where there's not going to be a level of detail, institution of higher education, for instance. Do you see some things that, now that you've seen a demo of the website, that you think ought to be added maybe going forward?
Well, the great thing about our website that when I went through the demo is that if there are those things, it can be easily added. It's not something that's built that can't be added onto. So I'm sure there will be questions that come up or information that, oh, well, this is what the public wants. Okay, we need to make that available. With higher education not being in the original bill, it was in a later bill, where they have to do the exact same thing. At the bottom of the website, I believe, if they showed you this, there's going to be a link to where higher education, they'll have their own individual websites. It may actually be better in a sense, because if you want to know about higher education and you want to know about University of Arkansas at Monticello, and whereas if you just clicked on higher education, you'd get the whole number. So this may be a better way, so where you can pinpoint it individually for schools.